have been shot amid protests in the U.S. over a decision not to charge any officers over the killing of Breonna Taylor. Ms. Taylor, who was 26 and a black hospital worker, was shot 6 times as 3 officers raided her home on the 13th of March. A grand jury in the city of Louisville returned only 1 minor charge against 1 of the officers for shots which hit a neighboring apartment. The attorney general said the 2 other officers' actions had been justified. The Kosovo Specialist Chambers and International War Crimes Court said Thursday that prosecutors had arrested suspect Salih Mustafa on its orders in Kosovo, and he is being transported to the Netherlands. Mustafa, who would be the first suspect in court custody, was a senior Kosovo Liberation Army commander during the 1998-99 Kosovo conflict. The court said in a brief statement that it had confirmed an indictment against Mustafa, though it did not detail what charges he faces. The Kosovo Specialist Chambers was set up in The Hague in 2015 to try war crimes and atrocities committed during Kosovo's 1998-99 uprising against Serb rule. The European Union on Thursday criticized the arrests of prominent Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong, saying it was troubling and undermined trust in China. A spokesperson for the bloc said Wong's detention for taking part in a protest was the latest in a troubling series of arrests of pro-democracy activists since the summer. Wong was arrested Thursday but vowed to continue resisting China's crackdown on dissent. The 23-year-old, who now faces 3 separate cases, said after being bailed out that he was also held for violating the anti-mask law, which has since been ruled unconstitutional. The arrest of the territory's most high-profile dissident is the latest in a string of arrests of government critics and comes after China imposed a sweeping new national security law on Hong Kong in late June. This is VOA News, and here are